Chapter 59. Kelly Cruz met Jesse at the gate in the Miami airport. She had a short black haircut and a wide mouth and nice posture. Her ass was, in fact, perky. She was wearing white heels and white slacks and a blue linen jacket and holding a handmade sign that said Stone. Jesse was glad that she was good-looking. They shook hands and he followed her outside where they got into a maroon Crown Victoria parked under a no parking sign in front of the terminal. Kelly Cruz got into the front beside the driver. Jesse got in back.
Jesse Stone, Kelly Cruz said.
Raymond Ortiz. The driver turned and said hello.
Raymond works homicide, she said, here in Miami.
Nice to have an official presence, Jesse said. In case we want to arrest somebody.
That's me, Ortiz said. Official presence.
How you want to handle this? Kelly Cruz said as they headed east from the airport on the Dolphin Expressway.
My usual approach, Jesse said, is to blunder in and shake the sack and see what falls out.
Works for me, Ortiz said.
It's your case, Kelly Cruz said.
But you know the people. Jesse said.
Got a suggestion?
The wife's ready to pop, Kelly Cruz said. The old man is buried so deep inside somewhere that I got no clue on him.
And the help's nowhere, Jesse said.
Kelly Cruz shook her head.
Nowhere, she said.
Working for the Yankee dollar. Got no other interest.
You're Cuban, Jesse said.
My mother is. Kelly Cruz said.
And Raymond?
Sí, Raymond said in a parody Latino accent.
And that doesn't help.
Not a bit, Kelly Cruz said. About as much as you being a gringo will help with the plums.
Gringo? Jesse said.
I'm trying to sound authentic, Kelly Cruz said.
If I was you, I'd go for the mother and how the pervert killed her daughter.
Jesse nodded. Kelly Cruz glanced at her watch.
11:50, she said. They'll be drinking by the time we get there.
Good or bad, Jesse said.
Doesn't seem to have much effect, Kelly Cruz said.
We're expected, Jesse said.
We are, if they remember, Kelly Cruz said.
The valet service knew a cop when they saw one. Nobody offered to take the Crown Vic, and nobody objected when Ortiz parked it right in front of the main entrance and got out. In the lobby, Ortiz showed his badge to the concierge. She called upstairs, and when they got out of the elevator at the penthouse, the maid was waiting for them at the front door of the Plum's vast condo. She led them through the unruffled living room to the terrace where the drink trolley had been wheeled into place and a small buffet was set up. Mrs. Plum, in a frothy ankle-length turquoise dress, was reclining on a chaise. Mr. Plum, wearing a white shirt and white linen slacks, sat erect in his chair near her head. Both were drinking Manhattans. Jesse stared at the father.
You son of a bitch.